President Obama's jobs speech tomorrow night is scheduled earlier than a typical televised address. He plans to finish before the kickoff of a pro football game. That avoids a conflict with New Orleans Saints fans or the Green Bay Packers cheeseheads, but disappoints commentator Frank DeFord.
Years ago, it was an occasional debate among press box sociologists about which sport was more attractive to members of the two political parties. The consensus was that football was more for Republicans, baseball for Democrats. The general reasoning being that GOP types were more militarily inclined, as is the gridiron game, and that since football had long been more a college sport and more Republicans had gone to college, football had a greater Republican tradition. This was all, as you can tell, pretty unscientific reasoning among sports writers who knew earned run averages better than polling samples. But today, the NFL is so popular that that old discussion is moot. So I suppose we can understand why, when President Obama found out that he was only welcome to appear before Congress tomorrow, that he decided on a 7 o'clock Eastern Time speech so as not to conflict with an 8:30 NFL game. But really now, are football fans so utterly involved with their sport that they couldn't sacrifice watching about one quarter of one regular season game to hear the president talk about economics in the middle of an economic crisis? Now, to be fair to football, its fans are hardly the only Americans who would put entertainment above citizenship. Exceptionalism? We're an exceptionally negligent nation when it comes to exercising our franchise as opposed to supporting the local NFL franchise. Only 41.5% of eligible voters bothered to go to the polls in last year's national election, and I've got to assume that not all of the uncaring 58.5% were football nuts. Still, when the president wants to speak to the nation, there's something unsettling about him being afraid to take on the NFL fans. Specifically, forfeiting prime time to football means that President Obama will be speaking to the West Coast at 4 in the afternoon, a terribly inconvenient time. Really now, must the president become a lounge act for a football game if that means it is so much more difficult for millions of people out West and for those who really do care about policy to hear an important speech from the country's leader? The logical conclusion to all this is that it would be wise to shift Election Day from the heart of the football season in November to, say, May or June, when at least some pigskin devotees wouldn't be so enthralled to football that they might actually go out and vote.
Frank DeFord joins us Wednesdays from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.